the main point being that if classical music organizations can get over themselves, which I think is our key point, and we can do that by watching how our community works in Lexington. Mm-hmm. And the community in Lexington is the most spectacular network of human beings that I've ever encountered or been a part of. Mm-hmm. And I always like to talk about how when I first moved here, I got involved with Kentuckians of the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they said was like, hey, if you have an idea, and you get five people behind you, you can start your project or your thing, or we'll talk about it at the meeting. And it was never a problem. Getting five people was never a problem.
Yeah.
And that is the spirit that has made this community so spectacular. So if we think more about how we can reach out to our like human capital in Lexington, then I think we could do a really great job of kind of pulling all these worlds together. You know, there's no reason why we can't have a like all local composers showcase down at, I don't know, you name it, the courthouse square, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that if we figure out how to tear down our concert walls a little bit and figure out who could be our allies in different musical communities, that we could really kind of tie it all together and really, you know, like I think the stage is important, but I think as long as the music's being like loved and heard, that it doesn't matter where it is.